Welcome to Montgomery County Today. Thank you for listening. I'm Jen Harris with the Public Information Office, and joining me is County Administrator Craig Meadows. We're here to talk about a recent board meeting.
Thank you, Jen. Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody. We did have our first board meeting of the 2019 calendar year last night. And as we do at the beginning of the first meeting each year, we had a selection of our chair and vice chair for 2019. Last night, Todd King, who serves the Reiner area on the Board of Supervisors and part of Christiansburg, Todd was elected board chair for 2019. Todd had previously served as board vice chair a couple of years ago. And so Todd was elected chair last night on a unanimous vote. And then April DeMotz, who serves the Blacksburg area, was elected as vice chair. And both those were unanimous votes. So it was very nice to see the board unified in the selection of their leadership for 2019. I've worked with Todd previously when he was vice chair, and I'm very excited for the leadership this coming year. I think Todd and April will do great things and provide good leadership for our board. We then had a couple of items related to organizational matters. We approved the meeting dates for 2019, which will continue to be the second and fourth Monday nights of each month. We did make one change. It seems like more and more we've had weather-related challenges with our calendar. The way our calendar has been previously is if a board meeting was postponed due to weather, it was rescheduled to the following Monday. What we talked about last night and what the board agreed to after the attorney told us it was okay was to move the meeting to the following business day. So in other words, if a meeting is scheduled for a Monday evening and weather postpones it, then it will move to the following business day as opposed to the following week. And, of course, we'll always put information out on any changes or postponements on our website so that folks can follow that as well.
And sign up for the news on our website, because we try to send an email when that happens as well. So
absolutely,
you can be alerted as soon as we know there's a change.
Absolutely. I always encourage folks to check the social media platforms and your email, sign up for that alert. Second item under organizational matters was to establish rules of order and parliamentary procedures for 2019. We follow Robert's Rules of Order, and there were a couple of other items that the board discussed as far as length of time for speakers and whatnot. No changes were made to that last night. One change that was made was previously when the chair and vice chair were elected, their terms of office as chair and vice chair expired at the end of the calendar year each year, which basically meant from the beginning of the following year until the first meeting of that year, we didn't have a chair and vice chair. We had seven supervisors, but no elected chair and vice chair. Normally that's not a problem, but if there was something that came up that required action or signature of a board chair, that could be a bit problematic. So last night we amended our rules of order, to say that the chair and vice chair, once they're elected, will remain in place until the first meeting of the following year when the chair and vice chair election will be held again. So that assures some continuity there. Lastly, the board approved their code of ethics and standards of conduct. I made a comment last night that this is one of the few elected bodies that I'm aware of that actually states a code of ethics and standards of conduct in writing and then actually adopts those at the beginning of each year. So that shows a level of accountability and stewardship with our elected officials that I, as the county administrator, really appreciate. So,
and if you want to read any of these documents or resolutions, I should say, they are on our website. If you go to the montva.com and you click on board docs, you can look at the meeting date from last night and see all of these documents and read in detail the code of ethics, standards of conduct, and all the other fun things that were discussed last night.
Great. I would encourage folks to do that. I appreciate the board's leadership in going through those things and getting those set at the first meeting. We did have two presentations last night. John Aldridge, who is a managing partner with Brown Edwards and Company, the CPA firm that conducts the county's annual audit each year, came in to give a brief review of the comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year 2018. The county did get a clean bill of health from the auditors. Good report. Finances look sound. John shared several comparators between Montgomery County and other localities, and I think assured the board that all is in good shape with regard to the county finances. Second presentation was an update by Angie Covey from New River Community College and Chief Anthony Wilson with the town of Blacksburg, reviewing the ACE program and how that program is moving forward. That has been a very successful program. The board has provided sponsorship and funding for that to allow students to attend community college at New River for no charge. That's been a great program. They do have to provide community service, though, the students. And so two of the students spoke last night and thanked the board for their support of the program as well. We did have a public hearing regarding citizens' thoughts and input on the upcoming 2019-2020 budget. We did have one citizen who addressed the board and encouraged the board to continue to support funding for the ACE program, which I thought was very good. Had no one speak under public address. Had several items under consent agenda, several sets of minutes, routine appropriation resolution, a rustic road designation for Mount Pleasant Road, a cleanup of some deeds, or one deed related to this property, actually here on Roanoke Street. This property was originally deeded to the Montgomery County Economic Development Authority. Then the county has used it for a number of years as a local government center, and then recently we were doing some work and discovered the EDA still had the name on the deed, so we said we need to fix that. So we took care of that last night. Under work session, Mark Magruder, the county's budget manager, provided an update on the fiscal year 2020. See why it's so confusing? On the fiscal year 2020 projected revenues for the county. As most folks, I'm sure, are aware, we have recently completed a reassessment. That is being reviewed right now, but that reassessment appears to have generated about a 6-cent increase in revenues on the property taxes if we hold the rate at 89 cents, which is what it currently is. Total revenues, including new revenues from growth and whatnot, appear to be about $7.7 million. So strong revenue growth over the past year. We will certainly be taking a hard look at that as we go into the budget. To see how much of that we need for the upcoming year's budget and whether we will recommend holding the tax rate steady at 89 cents or whether we'll make some adjustment to the tax rate due to reassessment. That's all to be discussed over the next 60 to 90 days. We had one item of new business, and that was the board appoints a number of boards and commissions for board members and staff to serve on. They do that at the organizational meeting each year. A number of committees and boards have annual appointments. The list pretty much was unchanged as far as the representation from last year. There were a few changes. The library board's one, planning commission's one. But all in all, the board agreed to service on these various boards and commissions. And that was the last item of business. Our next meeting for the Board of Supervisors will be 2 weeks from last night, January 28th.
Unless there's a weather event.
Unless there's a weather event, which looking at the long-range forecast, I think we're going to have lots of opportunities for challenges over the next month or so. We are in the heat of budget right now. I will be presenting my recommendations for the budget to the board at the first Monday in March. I believe that's March 4th, but it's the first Monday in March. And then there'll be discussion during the month of March and April on the budget, with the budget to be adopted hopefully by the middle of the month in March. April. Middle of the month in April, I'm sorry. And that was the meeting last night.
Great. Thank you for that great summary. And for more information about board meetings or the board in general, please visit our website at montva.com.
Have a great day.